Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, partly cloudy and 58 degrees. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a disaster declaration for wildland fires burning about 20 miles southwest of Medicine Lodge in Barber County. The declaration authorizes the use of state resources and personnel to assist with response and recovery operations in affected counties that meet certain criteria. Two UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters from the Kansas National Guard are preparing to fly to Barber County to assist local firefighters. The helicopters are equipped with collapsible 660-gallon water buckets. The water will be dropped on areas that are difficult for ground crews to reach. The Senate has passed a $2 trillion package aimed at economic relief in the face of the coronavirus. Fox's Chad Pegram reports.
No senators have voted against this. I mean, you have people across the spectrum here. There's a lot of money in here for the airlines, about $58 billion, $350 billion for small businesses. And they extend unemployment benefits for about 4 months, including even people who are in the gig economy and freelancers. That's something that's very important. They're going to cover basically, your salary. If you're off the job during this coronavirus crisis, you know, they will make you whole. The federal government will do so.
The measure needs to pass the House before it goes to President Trump. Johns Hopkins University says the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus passed 1,000 as of Wednesday night. A third coronavirus death has been reported in Kansas, as more than half of the state's residents are facing orders to stay at home except for essential services, such as buying groceries or receiving health care.
The unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, announced that the latest victim is a man in his 70s who tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Two other deaths had been reported previously in the Kansas City area. Meanwhile, Lyon County added themselves to the growing list of counties ordering residents to stay at home.
The stay-home order will go into effect Thursday, March 26th at 12:01 a.m. and will go through April 25th.
Other counties with stay-at-home orders include Shawnee, Sedgwick, Dickinson, Johnson, Wyandotte, Leavenworth, Douglas, Miami, Franklin, Atchison, and Doniphan. Statewide, Governor Laura Kelly has issued an executive order limiting gatherings to 10 persons. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
In Sedgwick County now, 11 confirmed COVID-19 cases.
During a Facebook Live video last evening, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple answered some questions about Sedgwick County's stay-at-home order. Whipple was asked about meeting in groups of more than 10.
That's not okay right now. What we're trying to do is to create at least 6 feet between people. And social distancing in practice is really pretending like you already have this, that you have the virus and that you don't want to pass it on, or that the person in front of you has the virus.
And Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment held a news conference yesterday.
Dr. Norman addressed the seriousness of self-quarantining.
I think, unfortunately, people are looking at this stay-at-home orders as, okay, what are the exceptions and how can I wiggle around them so that I can justify going outside and going doing my stuff? And that is exactly the wrong approach. Whether it's a stay-at-home that's ordered or the advice we've been given all along, stay at home, shelter in place.
Dr. Norman explained how quarantining ourselves now will make this easier on us in the future.
So the purpose really is to avoid a big spike now that overtaxes the hospital systems, for example. It pushes down the curve and it pushes the cases into the future. The presumption is we will have a vaccine and antiviral medications in the future.
Dr. Norman is scheduled to hold another press conference this Friday.
And that's the Kansas Information Network's Phil Morris with that report.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Thursday, March 26th. The time is 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic volume so far this morning looking pretty good out there, and the traffic conditions not too bad this morning. I was taking a look at the gasoline prices. Those gasoline prices have actually continued to drop out there. The low end I'm seeing right now here in Wichita this morning, $1.69 a gallon.
Wow. That's getting down there.
It really is. It's been quite a while since we've had prices around that low. Spotted $1.69 a gallon gasoline, 47th Street South and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few clouds drifting into south central Kansas this morning, it should be mostly sunny as we go throughout the day. About 71 for the high this afternoon. Late tonight, a warm front is going to be lifting in that could be the focus for some thunderstorms. Any that do occur could be strong with a low in the low 50s, then cloudy 73 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we've got a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And 53 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. And to go and delivery at My Town to Go for the Monarch. 611 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is, again, Thursday, March 26, 2020. Sunny, warm day across central Kansas, south central Kansas again. Wednesday, Wichita's high temperature, 78 degrees. Wow, and in some places in Kansas, 80 down to the southwest. Normal high for the date, by the way, 61. On this date in 1991, four strong tornadoes, all of which were rated F3, struck south central Kansas. Hardest hit was the Willowbrook subdivision near Hutchinson, where 13 homes were destroyed. The Twister's track was 13 miles long, averaged 300 yards wide. In all, the tornado destroyed 23 homes, heavily damaged 35 more, injured 5, and caused around $15 million in damage. Four tornadoes, 1991 on this date. And on this date in 1982, groundbreaking ceremonies took place in Washington, D.C. for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. I know you've been there, Ted.
Yes, I have.
I have, too. It's a moving thing to be there. And it's if you've never seen it, it's just, is it black granite or what? It's a wall that just goes on for I don't know how long, and the names are up there.
And it's
of the folks
a little bit submerged from ground level.
Yeah, it's an interesting little walk
it's
down
It's not
there.
Something that you walk up to and it amazes you by its size because it's in a little bit of a gully there.
But yeah.
Once you get down in there, you're like, ooh.
It's moving. It's right across the street from Lincoln Memorial.
Very close.
Very close there. So you can see two of the really neat monuments or memorials at one spot. The thing that they did when my family and I were there was that you could trace the names of persons, soldiers and people who had died. You could trace the names with a little piece of paper. And one of the people that my wife worked with at the time wanted us to do that for her brother. I think her brother. Or a cousin or something. So we did that.
Oh, my.
Took that back to her. That was quite a moving deal. All right.
That was designed by a young lady. It was in college still at the time.
I didn't know that. It was so simple.
There were a lot of submissions.
And
nobody had a clear vision of what the Vietnam Memorial should be or what it should look like. And this woman who was, I think she was only 19 or 20.
Really?
When she drew up the plans for that.
But it is just, like I said, it's just so simple, and yet that's beautiful in its simplicity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some places are taking this whole thing with the pandemic a little more seriously than others. South Africa's police minister says, this is in South Africa, dog walking is banned during the country's three-week lockdown that begins Friday to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Know what the dogs are going to do. Becky Sele. Becky Clele, also said people can't go running, contradicting the health minister's comments earlier in the day. And Clele warned South Africans to essentially stay sober for 21 days, emphasizing that alcohol sales are prohibited. The military and police will patrol to regulate movement, and all ports of entry are now closed. South Africa has the most COVID-19 cases in Africa with more than 700. So they've got a real problem there, and draconian almost. And I thought dog walking would be okay, but apparently not. Not in South Africa, anyway. There's a lot of that going on here in Wichita, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Irish Health Minister Simon Harris says two people approached him in public and deliberately coughed in his face. Harris says he was targeted Tuesday when walking to his apartment, to his department, that is, in Dublin. Harris says a man and a woman thought it was hilariously funny to cough on him and run off laughing. In recent days, a challenge has emerged on social media for young people to post videos of themselves coughing in people's faces. Harris called it quite pathetic.
And I agree.
And anything similar on social media will be dealt with the full levers of the state's powers. That's in Ireland or in the UK. Yeah. Quite pathetic. Yeah, it's not funny. It's disturbing.
It is to them.
Yeah, to somebody it is.
To somebody it is, and that is upsetting to me.
Yeah. Somebody is pathetic. I agree, and so I think so do you, huh? All right, I don't know how I can keep my wife from wanting to go to the store, but no, we did go to we had to go to the store again yesterday, and that, you know, again, the same thing is going on. No toilet paper anywhere, and you know, he's got signs limiting what you can have, but apparently people, you know, how do you get around that? Well, just go drive to another store and get some more. But I guess they get out, they run out of it pretty early in the day, and then. There are other shelves that are just blank, and you know, the thing about it is, when this all is through, there are some grocery store chains that are going to have a real good-looking quarter, because they've been selling everything they got as fast as they can in some items. But, yeah, so if anything you've noticed, Ted, did you get out to the store at all yesterday or anything?
No, I don't go to the store.
Good idea. If you're okay, that's fine. So, shortages, yeah, people are just.
Last time I was there, I got what I needed,
and you're in good shape. That's right. You planned ahead. Way to go! All right, it's 6:17 now.
But I do know people like you that go just about every day.
Well, I don't know why, but you know, I think we can stop that for a while. I think we got everything we need, especially if Shelly had to get some olive oil the other day, which is, you know,
pretty specific.
To her is crucial. You know, so, to me, I'd say, well, let's stay home. We can get olive oil later, but she thinks it's crucial. All right. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Got some NCAA basketball news for you. There are reports now that Kansas State junior guard Cartier Jada is going to enter the transfer portal, and that he is done at Kansas State. Huge cog for the Wildcats this year. Started 27 games, led the team in assists and steals, and scored 13 points a game.
Wow.
Apparently his intention is to go pro, but... And if he puts his name in the transfer portal, that means if pro doesn't work out, he still could go somewhere else to play.
Another school.
He's on track to graduate from K-State this spring, so he would not even have to sit out a year if he went to another school. So, but it appears that Cartier Jada is leaving the Kansas State men's basketball program. And a guy that left Wichita State has found his new place. Former Wichita State guard Eric Stevenson is going to transfer back really close to where he's from, the University of Washington. Grew up just about an hour from Seattle. So Eric Stevenson, of course, averaged 11 points, 4.5 rebounds for the Shockers here in his sophomore season, but it looks like he will be transferring back to the Northwest to the University of Washington. Some news out of the National Football League as NFL is locking down.
Wherever NFL teams' facilities are located, there is an order from the NFL to close team facilities, except to essential personnel, those who are needed to secure their buildings, as well as for medical staff who are treating players. While the NFL draft is scheduled for April 23rd to the 25th in Las Vegas, the league's general manager subcommittee voted 6-1 yesterday to recommend to Commissioner Roger Goodell that the draft get delayed. They cite obstacles created by the coronavirus shutdown that are hindering their abilities to properly prepare for the draft. But the NFL balked at this and says the draft will still take place as scheduled. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Wichita native tight end Blake Bell, at the age of 28, has signed a one-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Whoa. Of course, Blake Bell was a member of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs last year with 7 starts. He did have a touchdown catch in the playoffs, did have a catch in the Super Bowl. Of course, he went to Bishop Carroll High School. This will be Blake Bell's 5th NFL team in his career, as he is now signed with the Dallas Cowboys. $450,000 guaranteed on that contract.
Still be close for the family. They don't have that 350 miles.
Second closest team NFL team.
Made close to the home.
To the Bell family.
That's good. So yeah.
Blake Bell is now going to be a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Major League Baseball. Push the season back. Shorten the season. Who knows? Here's Jeff Passan, ESPN Major League Baseball insider.
The idea of stretching into December means you would have 2 months of only warm weather location or dome stadium games. And to me, the fairness issue comes into play there for the cold weather cities. Are they really going to be on the road for that long? That's a hard thing to ask of a team to do. Now, extending the season through November, maybe a week or two into November, at neutral locations, that I get. That I can be on board with. But throwing it another 6 weeks after that just to complete a full season, I'm not quite there yet.
Well, we'll see what happens with baseball. And with one more football note, have a good football birthday today. One of the greats of all time, running back Marcus Allen, is 60 today. College football and pro football halls of fame. And a guy that finished up his last 5 years in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs, of course. Even in that final year of his career, at the age of 37, he was still averaging 4 yards a carry, and he scored 11 touchdowns for the Chiefs. He was still performing at a very high level in his late 30s for the Kansas City Chiefs.
And he's, was he USC? Is that where he
played? Heisman Trophy at USC.
At USC, okay.
Yep. Okay. And, what did I read? He's the only football player ever to win a Heisman Trophy, a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl MVP, and there's a couple more in there thrown in there as well. Allen accomplished maybe NFL rushing leader, one of those.
Pretty good football player.
Yeah. Former Chiefs running back Marcus Allen. Happy birthday. He is 60 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right. It's 6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Bogus claims and misinformation about the coronavirus. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.